go ahead and open up our report from Cambodia. As you know, we're sponsoring Daryl and Kyle Record, as they have dedicated their lives to the service of the Lord in Cambodia. For those of you who are on the email list, you received his newsletter or their newsletter this last week, and basically I just took the newsletter and put it into the PowerPoint format, and then also Daryl sent us some specific prayer requests just for us to pray for this morning. And he said, Chris, would you share this with the people at Mitaki to pray for? And so I'll be sharing that at the end of the report. So I'll just be reading right off of his newsletter. Whack was the last bit of strength. With the last bit of strength he had, Daryl slapped his rubber flip-flop as quickly and hard as he could against the floor near the bedroom where Kyle was unpacking suitcases using a dim battery-powered light. It was a first time for both of us to see a scorpion outside of a zoo, let alone in our living room. We arrived in Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia, from Los Angeles on December 5th. After getting our car repaired and joining a team Christmas party, we headed to Kampong Chinang province. And they stayed with their teammates, Pastor Sok and Pastor Savi. And they looked for a house in the area. And shortly, the Lord provided a wonderful Christian landlord and a house that had a cross molded into its front porch. They moved in on December 22nd, and by the end of the year, they've been settled in. Let's see, what else they have here? Just news of basically getting furniture in Phnom Penh and driving a couple of hours back and forth. So God is good. They are surrounded by good, friendly neighbors. Some are Christians and some are Buddhists. And they are all curious about this new foreign family and want to get acquainted with Benjamin, who is the little one there. Cambodian people really love babies. And it's also very good for their language acquisition to be surrounded by the local people. They're looking forward to see what God has for them in this small town. So, back in, I think, September, November last year, there was their first home leave to the U.S., and it was full of blessing and joy. They experienced God's provision through genuine Christian hospitality, food prepared with love, fellowship, great accommodations, and supplies for Benjamin, transportation. They were able to share their vision, or God's vision given to them through or to their supporting churches in the United States, and they were just blessed and encouraged by brothers and sisters. Really meaningful time spent there. Benjamin developed so much in many different aspects while he was in the U.S. He learned so much by playing with his cousins, extended family, new friends, and visiting many friendly people. It was amazing. And he says, thank you very much, and we give all glory to Jesus. This next part is entitled Cows, Chickens, Palm Trees, Country People, and Thieves. This is the Cambodian country lifestyle. We live in a town called Kampong Chinang, which is the provincial capital of Kampong Chinang province. This means we have an unstable electric supply, access to propane gas, and have a well that provides cleaner water than pond water. The rest of the country is either tropical jungle or farmland. We share a big yard with the landlord's sister, who has an old skinny white dog. And besides the dog, we have a great variety of borrowed, quote-unquote, pets that come in and out through the barbed wire fences. Neighbor pets, dogs, cats are running away from kids. Cows that are looking for extra grass and water. A flock of chickens that help take care of the scorpions and harmful insects hiding under leaves. Tropical birds, lots of bugs for Benjamin to play with, palm, papaya, and jackfruit trees surround the house. And there's a picture of Benjamin looking out from their front porch. This is one of their borrowed pets, a big old foot-long lizard, gecko, on the window. And this is, I guess, the yard which they share. You can't see it very well, but I think there's some chickens there somewhere. But there's the trees that surround the house. So, the Cambodian country lifestyle. We wake up at 5:30 as the day breaks. Work starts by 6:45 and ends around 4:30. Then we all are in bed around 8:30. Wow. The locals live like this also. We sometimes take a walk after business hours, and the rush hour traffic is 80% bicycles. People who pass us by from behind, they turn their heads without exception to stare at a big white foreigner and a chubby light-skinned Asian mom and a cute little hybrid baby in a stroller. Life is quieter, peaceful, and much safer than in Phnom Penh. However, we need to request special prayer for our electric cable. The other night, around 3 a.m., thieves stole about 200 meters of copper electric line that was connecting our house to the main pole about 400 meters away. And this, if you can see it, that's where the thieves stole. This is, I guess, the main pole. Somewhere there, and that's where the thieves came and stole their electric wiring. The landlord replaced it on the next day and made it more secure. However, thieves tend to come back to the same target. So please pray for continual protection of our property and health. Okay, so getting into the community, new ministry opportunities and training. Chom Rep Sua, which means hello, and that's how Pastor Sokna greets them whenever he shows up at their front porch several times a week. Pastor Sokna, I believe, is the gentleman on the right here, Pastor. He is a 27-year-old young man, and his wife, Sokea, and he has a wife, Sokea, and three children. And he helped them find their house and is now assisting Daryl in learning Cambodian language, especially Christian vocabulary. Daryl is doing the same for him in English as well. They would like to see him grow and mature as a Christian minister in the different areas of his life. On Sundays, they go to Sokna's church, which is called Preya Wiheya Tol. You can see it there. It's Sandhill Church, which is located 5 minutes from our house. They're getting to know the church people now, and Daryl is going to speak every fourth Sunday of 2010 at that church. At first, he will have to have a translator. However, by God's grace, the goal is to be able to preach in Khmer, which is Cambodian, by the end of the year. They are getting into the routine of studying and ministering in this new location. They have a few more key people to contact in the community. And so They're getting involved in their teammates' Bible school ministry as well. And God's hand is opening doors in many places for them, one by one. Okay. As you know, Daryl wrote a book, and it's called Unity and Discernment, Reasons for the Faith. As you know, there's lots, as he has mentioned before, the Mormon Church, the Mormon mission in Cambodia is very strong as well. And so the way to fight the Mormons, I don't know, not compete, but really fight against them, is not to outspend them with more money, but as Daryl says, it's to out-truth them with the truth of the gospel. And that's the reason, one of the reasons for the book that he's writing on Christian apologetics. And this is a brief update on that. It has now been translated into Khmer by a group called Fount of Wisdom. Steve Westergren and his staff are editing the translation and preparing the book for printing. It has taken a long time, but the book on this topic is much needed in Cambodian Christian community. Please pray for the finances for this project and for those to come. Daryl has begun writing his second book, and it's called Christianity, Reasons for Faith, which will also be translated and published by Fount of Wisdom. It's about the existence of God, the inspiration of Scripture, Jesus' historicity and divinity, and salvation. This will be the first book ever published in the Khmer language on these topics. Hallelujah! Finally, first ministry video production. Daryl's long-term calling and deep burden on his heart is to produce Christian videos to train the Cambodian church. People here, people in Cambodia, love TV, VCD, and DVD much more than books. So to learn the skills necessary for this, he decided to take on a ministry project to help their teammates Sok and Savi and their Tahas Bible Institute. Daryl is going to film their first graduation ceremony on January 29th. Oh, okay, so it's just passed. And make a promotional video for the school. They are very happy to participate in the graduation celebration, which is a milestone for Sok and Savi, who put years of time and effort into this Bible school ministry. Praise the Lord. We've encountered some computer problems the last few weeks after storing it for 3 months, transporting it over bumpy roads to Kampong Chinang. However, we thank God for a good warranty. People prayed for the computer, and it seems to be functioning properly now. So, okay. There's some prayer requests, updates. These are just the abbreviated bullet points. I'll just go ahead and read them in detail. For God to open and close doors for ministry opportunities in Kampong Chinang and guide our path, please pray for protection over our health, particularly scorpions, harmful insects, and food poisoning. Please pray for protection over our property, electric cable, our car, and other things in the house. Please pray for the book, Christianity and Unity and Discernment. They're editing the book in Khmer. The total production cost will be around $3,000 US, and their part of that is around $2,000. So in December, they put in $1,000 when the book is ready. Please pray for the second book, Christianity, Reasons for Faith, which Daryl is writing, and also for the finances of the book. Please pray for Daryl and Kayo's language acquisition, especially for Daryl to be able to speak without a translator at the church in a year or two. Please pray for safety on their two-hour drive between Phnom Penh and Kampong Chinang. Matthew, would you sit right next there? Thank you. And let's see. Daryl is part of a Cambodian Field Leadership Council, and Daryl asks for wisdom and unity and patience and love It's basically a group of missionaries that are serving in Cambodia. Daryl also asked us specifically to pray for some very special needs amongst his team members of the Missions to Unreached Peoples. They're not written up there, so I'm just going to read them to you, and if you can take a note, that would be great. He said, "Dear Chris and Mitaki Green Chapel, also, please pray for the reconciliation in the marriage of our teammates. They have been in ministry for a long time and are very influential. If they divorce, it will shake a lot of people. One of the three families that I supervise is having serious problems. They need a combination of rebuke, love, and encouragement. Please pray for wisdom for myself and the rest of the MUP, Missions to Unreach People, Cambodia Leadership Council, in dealing with their issues. We just returned from a three-day trip to Phnom Penh, where I represented Missions to Unreach People as a delegate for the Association of Christian Ministries. During the conference, I met with my publisher. My book will be printed within a few more weeks." Hallelujah. "We will be in Japan, April 6th through June 22nd for deputation. Looking forward to seeing you all at Mitaki." And he closes saying, "Thanks for your prayers and encouragement. We couldn't have survived without them. Daryl." So that is the report from Daryl and Kyo Record in Cambodia.